Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. In the previous episode, we spoke about death being a reality. Death is what brings this earthly existence to an end. The meaning of death is the separation of the ruh from the physical body. The ruh does not cease to exist. The body becomes a corpse. Barzakh literally means a barrier. When the soul departs from the body, is separated from the body, it goes into an intermediate period between dunya and akhirah. Dunya is the short life of this worldly abode, and akhirah is the eternal life of the year after. In between that, there is barzakh. In barzakh, you will either enjoy rawdatum min riyadil jannah, a garden from the gardens of Jannah, or hufratum min hufarin niran, or a pit from the pits of the hellfire, depending on your condition at the time of death. And Allah talks about it, وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, that now they've got to contend with barzakh until the day of resurrection. Taking the discussion further, we talk just a little bit about death from the perspective of how it links into barzakh. A true believer's greatest wish and ultimate hope is to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's a narration of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. He narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. So when our mother Aisha radiallahu anha heard this hadith, she said, Ya Rasulullah, but we dislike death. All of us dislike death. Who would like death, you know? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is not what it means. What it means is that when death comes to a believer, he is given the glad tidings of Allah's acceptance and bounties. When he receives that glad tidings, nothing is more dearer to him than what is ahead. He now wants to meet Allah, and Allah loves to meet him. But when death comes to a disbeliever, he is given the tidings of Allah's torture and punishment. And at that time, nothing is more hateful to him than what is ahead. And he hates to meet Allah because he knows what's his condition going to be, and Allah hates to meet him. In another narration of Bazar, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, it is mentioned that when death descends upon a believer and he witnesses things, meaning he can now see the reward or the punishment awaiting him, then those who see the reward, they want to depart quickly. They want to depart quickly. That's why they say when a person has died, you must hasten with the burial. If he's a good person, he wants to go to Allah. And if he's a bad person, then the earth must be rid of him very quickly. And when the enemy of Allah sees the punishment, then he hopes that his soul would never part. And he hates to meet Allah, and Allah hates to meet him. And then he asks for a second chance. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ, as Allah says in Surah Mu'minun, they say, send us back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا, so we can do better. Allah says, never. In another verse of the Quran, Allah says that those are only words you say. If you have to be given a second chance also, you would once again go back to your disobedience. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks forward to meeting a pious person, and that person looks forward to meeting Allah once they see the rewards, just, you know, as the soul is about to depart from the body. It is at that time now that the scholars say, when you can see either the reward of the year after, the punishment of the year after, that your tawbah is no longer accepted, and your iman is no longer accepted. So Fir'aun could now see the punishment awaiting him, and now he tried to bring iman. And in the words of the Quran, al-an, now? No, it's too late. In Allah yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir, until that gurgling sound is not heard in the throat, Allah will accept your tawbah. Once that is heard, it means now you can already see what's awaiting you on the other side. Now in that situation, who won't bring iman if they haven't already brought iman? Who won't want to make tawbah if they haven't made tawbah? The other thing is this, we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah hesitates to take the soul of a believer. It's a lengthy hadith, but towards the end of the hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, I do not hesitate in anything I have to do as I hesitate in taking the life of my believing abd, my believing servant, because I know he dislikes death, and I dislike to do anything that he dislikes. But I have already decreed that kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Shaitan is ever present at that particular time. His entire life he has dedicated to trying to lead astray the son of Adam, and he knows that your condition at the time of your death is what will be your condition upon resurrection and how you will be treated in the after. If you leave with your iman intact, you got a chance. If you leave without your iman intact, you have no chance. So right till the last moment, he makes his effort. There's also agonies of death, right? As you now transition from this worldly life into the barzakh. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to experience it. Aisha radiallahu anha says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narration of Bukhari, La ilaha illallah, inna fil mawti lasakarat. That La ilaha illallah, verily death comes with agony. Some people have more, some people have less. It's not necessarily a sign of piety or impiety. Sometimes for the pious, Allah wants to cleanse them and heighten their stages even before they leave this world. We'll leave it there for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.